Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over the radio and also over the phone, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath, May 25th, 2019. This is lesson 278, part two review of chapter 60, entitled The Law of the New Kingdom, part three. And our opening song to our theme is a scripture song taken from the book of Ezekiel. And our dear sister Christina will be the one to do opening scripture song.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and I'll cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. And they shall know that I am the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or you and our guests, would like to open with prayer, may you unmute them right, dear ones.
That's the one.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Bless everyone. Okay. Thank you, God. If a name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Sister Haley and Emma. Our opening verse for our review lesson is from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 from the King James Version. And if anyone would like to sing the memory verse, unmute your mic.
Yeah, I sing it. Come now, let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your twin be a scarlet, they shall be as white as the snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be like wool. Come now, let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, dear Sister Gina. Welcome to all of dear family that are just joining us. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your question, comments, anything that you would like to share with your dear remnant family, let's take a few minutes to review what you have read last Sabbath from the part one of the lesson, The Law of the New Kingdom, part three of our book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Sabbath blessings, page 550. Christ was establishing a kingdom of different principles. He called men not to authority, but to service, the strong to bear the infirmities of the weak, power, position, talent, education, place their possessor under the greater obligation to serve his fellows. To even the lowliest of Christ's disciples, it said, all things are for your sake. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. And on the side, it says, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7, with good will doing service. Oh, can't see. I'm sorry. With good will doing service as to the Lord and not unto man. Romans chapter 15, verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. To whom much is given, much is required.
And continuing, Desire of Ages, page 550. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Among his disciples, Christ was in every sense a caretaker, a burden bearer. He shared their poverty, he practiced self-denial on their account. He went before them to smooth the more difficult places, and soon he would consummate his work on earth by laying down his life. Can you continue on the next slide, please? The principle which Christ acted on is to actuate the members of the church, which is his body. The plan and ground of salvation is love. In the kingdom of Christ, those are greatest who follow the example he has given and act as shepherds of his flock. Desire of Ages, page 550. And on the slide it says, the plan and ground of salvation is love. And also says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16, King James Version. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 550. The words of Paul reveal the true dignity and honor of the Christian life. Though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. 1 Corinthians 9:19-10:33, Desire of Ages, page 550, paragraph 5. And on the slides on the right, it says, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant to all, that I might gain the more. 1 Corinthians 9:19. The bottom it says, 1 Corinthians 10:33, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved.
Desire of Ages, page 550. In matters of conscience, the soul must be left untampled. No one is to control another's mind, to judge for another, or to prescribe his duty. God gives to every soul freedom to think and to follow his convictions. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God. No one has a right to merge his own individuality in that of another. In the matters of conscience, the soul must be left untampled. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans chapter 14, verse 12. And continuing, in all matters where principle is involved, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Romans chapter 14, verse 12 and 5. In Christ's kingdom, there is no lordly oppression, no compulsion of manner. The angels of heaven do not come to the earth to rule and to exact homage, but as messengers of mercy to cooperate with men in uplifting humanity. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter which is the Holy Ghost. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you in all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
Desire of Ages, page 551. The principles and the very words of the Savior's teaching in their divine beauty dwelt in the memory of the beloved disciple. To his latest days, the burden of John's testimony to the churches was, "This is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." 1 John 3:11-16. This is the message that ye, and on the sides it says, "This is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren."
Have a blessing, everyone. Continuing the reading, Desire Ages 551. This was the spirit that pervaded the early church. After the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one mind, one soul. Amen. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. Neither was there was any among them that lacked, and with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Acts 4:32, 34, and 33, Desire Ages 551, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear sister. So let's consider the verse that we always have for our review section, taken from 1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always. You want to say it?
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
First Peter 3:15. Thank you, dear sister. Well, dear ones, with that counsel, what have we learned and ways we have grown? Now, it's open for any one of the dear family, mommies, daddies, little ones, guests, if you have any question regarding the study, part 1, 2, and 3, or any other question, dear ones. May you unmute your mic.
I don't have a question, but I would like to share what I've learned. Throughout the week, I've been studying the different types of offerings. And yesterday, and the day before yesterday, I've been reading on the sin offering. And as I was reading that, I also came across a few scriptures. I also noted, while I was reading, I noticed that in the sin offering, the priest had to take the offerings of the sin, those who have brought their animals to use as the offering. And when the priest had to pour the blood out, he also had to take a piece of the flesh and eat it, as to say that he has taken on the, he bore the sins of the people. So it brought me also back to communion, and what communion is actually standing for. And in communion, we eat the bread to signify the bread of the body of Christ, and drink the juice for signifying the blood that was shed. So just the same with the sin offering when at that time they had to spill the blood of the innocent animal, but the priest also had to take and eat the meat of the animal. It's both, they go, the communion and the sin offering also go hand in hand, because now even Christ, when he gave his life, he took on our sinful flesh. So in return, as we are eating the bread and drinking the juice, we are also to take on the life that was given, as the Lord took on our death. So that's what I learned throughout the week. So the study here today with the children's study is just also a confirmation of what I've been studying, because just yesterday I was offered a position to be able to go sing in Texas at an event that I didn't even realize the date, and the day was going to be held on the Sabbath. And so I reached out to a sister, a friend, also I'll consider her a mother, and she helped me understand something that I guess that with the study that I've been studying, I had to actually take on. I had to take on what it is I've been studying. My desire, and I love to sing, but I also want to go see my family. So it was all, everything was going to be paid for, but being that it's on the Sabbath, it kind of bothered me, but I still wanted to go anyways. But noticing the day and the type of event that it is, I know that I'm not going to be able to do it. So I'm working on this, but to take on the life of Christ, this is a sacrifice that I'm going to have to make, and hoping that the Lord will still make a way for me to be able to get back home.
Praise the Lord, and thank you, dear sister Christina, for sharing such a beautiful, how you said,
study.
With the knowledge of how the Lord had made the sacrifice for us. He did all for the purpose of our salvation. And sometimes when it comes to salvation, and we have been given such a heavy responsibility for the message that we have to bear, wherever we may be in life, we still have to be able to open the eyes of many. We have to let ourselves be used for the Holy Spirit to move us for everything that we do from here on, from the time we made the covenant that we have with our Savior, for Him to be able to live in us. It is not I, but He that liveth in us. We have to be able to remember that we have a responsibility, as the study that we just read. Much is given, much required. A lot of the things that we would like to do, a lot of the talents that we have, the Lord gave us freely, but we have to give back those talents for the Lord, so the Lord could give it back to us for the purpose of using it for why it was intended. I just wanted to share that. And I do realize that there's a lot of things that we would like to do in our lives, but then we have to ask ourselves, what is it glorifying? If it's glorifying ourselves or is glorifying God? For we are in the last days, and there's many people among us, and we need to be able to get to work, because we're not going to have that much time to be able to do so in peace. We are going to have to do it in war, and if it's possible, it might take us to also lay down our life as well. So I pray that all of us may be able to go at the feet of Jesus and ask in what way He would like us to glorify His name. So my prayer is, may the Lord send His power through the Holy Spirit, as He did for such a small remnant. As we learned in our study with the children, they were so small, but as they gave themselves to be able to follow the conviction that God has given them, as we needed the help, as the Lord wanted us to branch out, the Lord is the one that was actually guiding his believers to move according to the Holy Ghost. So I just wanted to share that in the beautiful analogy that our dear sister Christina had given. If there's anyone have any questions or they would like to elaborate a little bit on what they have heard, may you unmute your mic.
It just reminded me when Jesus was with the disciples and the disciples came and told him that his mother and his brothers were at the gate.
Amen. We are praying for you, dear sister. Well, dear ones, this is the section that I'm going to ask any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, so our guests, if they have any songs that they would like to share. Meanwhile, being that the chapter is based on the most important thing in life, which is love, but I believe this love is a divine love that we all have to learn, where God is first in all. So the scriptures song is taken from 1 Corinthians, the whole chapter 13, that talks about charity, and we know that charity is love. This can be taken and seen in Scripture Song Singer in the section Character Building.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind, love endureth long. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish dreams, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even also I am known, and now have I
Amen. If you have any poem or anything else that you would like to share with your dear remnant family, dear ones, you may be able to do so. Unmute your mic. Meanwhile, you are gathering your thoughts, dear ones. There's a poem that I would like to share with everyone. It's called The Invitation, taken from Adventist Review and Sabbath Herald, Volume 10, 1857. May 7, 1857, from Uriah Smith, resident editor. If anyone of the dear family would take part in reading one of the different six verses, dear one, may you unmute your mic.
Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of mercy, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more.
O ye needy, come and welcome, God's free bounty glorify. True belief and true repentance, every grace that brings us nigh. Without money, come to Jesus Christ and buy.
Let not conscience make you linger, nor fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. This he gives you, 'tis the Spirit's rising beam.
Come you weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. Not the righteous, sinners Jesus came to call.
View him, I can't see it, prostrated. View him prostrate. View him prostrate in the garden, on the ground your Savior lies. On the melody tree.
Behold him.
Hear him cry before he dies. It is finished. Sinner would not his.
This suffice.
That's
okay, honey.
Lo, the dear Savior has ascended, pleads the merits of his blood, ventures on him, ventures holy. Let no other trust intrudes. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners goods.
Amen. Dear ones, is there any testimony or any stories that had happened during this week or during the three parts of this study? If you would like to share with your dear remnant family, dear ones, may you unmute your mic. If there is any other testimonies that you would like to share, we still have time during the youth study, but we have to give a little bit of time also for our dear little ones for the story time section of our study, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate.
Good morning again, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry here, I'm going to have to cover you up. Our study this morning is review of last week, to keep the Sabbath. And the first verse says, and Moses said unto the people, fear not. That means don't be afraid. For God is come to prove you, and that his fear, Fear here means reverence, may be before your eyes, that ye sin not. Exodus 20:20. It requires moral courage. That means you stand for the right. To take a position to keep the commandments of the Lord. An opposer of the truth, that's someone who doesn't love God, once said that it was only weak-minded or ignorant people who would turn away from the Sunday-keeping churches to keep the seventh-day Sabbath. But a minister who had embraced or accepted the truth replied, if you think it takes a weak-minded person, takes weak-minded persons, just try it. A little harder than you think. It takes moral courage, firmness, decision, perseverance. That means you believe something and you don't change. And very much prayer to step out on the unpopular side. That's the side with few people on it. Remember, the majority of people are never in the right. Unless you're in heaven. And we haven't gotten there yet. Standing under the broad shield of omnipotence, that is God's protection, we are in the minority. Minority is this small group. God is a majority. We are to consider that Christ has set us to be a light amid, that means in the middle of, the moral darkness of the world. We are not to misinterpret the character of God. If we say we're Jesus followers, we are not to act like the worldlings. We are not to be fretful or complainers, to speak out what we think, to blame or criticize or make fun of others, and censure, that means to condemn or judge others. But we are to let the Holy Spirit fashion the character after the similitude or likeness of Christ. Now let us see what Jesus will do for us if we let him. In his prayer for his disciples, he said, and now I come to thee, speaking to his Father. And these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Is it possible to have joy in obeying Christ? It is the only real joy that any soul can have. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Your sins he'll wash away, your night he'll turn to day, your life he'll make it over anew. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. If I sing that enough times, you may learn it. Will the Savior ever turn away to leave you to struggle alone? No, never. Poverty is coming upon the world. That means we're all going to be poor. And there will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Remember what trouble is? It is, to us, it means persecution. We won't be able to buy food. We'll be hungry. It means we won't be able to pay the rent if we're renters. And then we'll get thrown out on the street. And then we'll be homeless. There will be wars and rumors of wars, and that's happening right now. A rumor is a story people tell each other that may or may not be correct. But if you talk about rumors of wars now, you'll be correct. And the faces of men will get us. That means they'll be scared. You may have to suffer distress. You may go hungry sometimes, but God will not forsake you in your suffering. He will test your faith. We are here to manifest or show Christ to the world, to represent Him and His power to mankind. Sons and Daughters of God, page 195. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, don't be afraid, for God has come to prove you, and that His fear, or His reverence, may be before your eyes, that ye sin not. Exodus 20:20. Now let's see. What, did I read the wrong thing? Okay, if you have no questions, let me see over here. Are there any questions in the chat? Doesn't look like it. Okay, then thank you for listening. I'll give it back to Rose if I can find my mic here.
No, dear Brother Dick, everything was fine. You did the right thing. I just forgot to be able to put that section in. But praise God for the purpose of backup. And forgive me, dear little ones. So we have come to the end of our study, day one. So next week we'll begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled Zacchaeus in our study book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mummies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic. If we all can kneel and bow our heads and our hearts as we come boldly before the throne of grace. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we all come before Thee, Lord Jesus, we pray that You may be able to be with us during the rest of the service, Father. Thank You for allowing us to be here, Father. So many may be sick, Father, or they are going through something. I pray that You may send Your Holy Comforter to comfort us with Your Holy Word and also bring into our remembrance all the scriptures that we need to be able to hold on to Your promise, Father Jesus. We pray for the little ones, mommies and daddies, helping us, dear Lord, to carry all the responsibility that we have for such a time as this. Father, even though we could see all the signs around us, help us to take advantage of those things, that we may come boldly before the throne of grace and ask of You to give us the spirit that we may impart what is the hope of our faith and to leave all matters in Your hands. May You be with the little ones, those that are not here, Father Jesus, and those that are traveling for any reason, Father. We pray that You may put Your edge around them. Thank You for allowing us to come into the meeting, Father Jesus. There is going to be a time that we're not going to have these free gifts, and we pray that we may equip ourselves now and to be able to carry as much as we can within our soul and our minds, that the Holy Spirit may move around in our neighborhoods, in wherever we are living, in whatever contact we have, and bring all these things to the remembrance that we may share the hope of our faith with fear and trembling, but especially guided by the Spirit, for He knows the heart of each individual that we are coming in contact with. With us during the meeting, Father Jesus, may You uplift all our spirit. May You also bring healing in Your wings, Father. We thank You and we love You for all that You have done and all that You're doing. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be lesson 279, entitled Zacchaeus, chapter 61, and that will be held June 1st, 2019.
2019. Hope and pray everyone were blessed. May the Lord bless you on this rest of the Sabbath.